Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View, a weekly Bible-based discussion on matters of faith and everyday living. God's Point of View is made possible every Thursday at this time by the Highland Church of Christ, 821 Euclid Avenue in Paintsville. And now your co-host for God's Point of View, Tim Collins and Jerry Scott.
You place your hand on His Bible, and when you swear to tell the truth, His name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. And when we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under Him.
Good morning, everybody. This is God's Point of View. Jerry Scott here, by my lonesome. Well, of course, Scott is with me working the board this morning, but Timotheus is still on the puny list, still having some eye difficulty, making progress, doing some better, and hopefully next week he'll be able to be back with us. But he still needs your prayer, so keep praying for Timotheus. He had surgery this week, and now he's got to go through this this process of trying to obey the doctor's orders, which not always easy to do. And he's like the rest of us. He likes to be busy. He likes to be doing things. And so he's just got to be still for a while. You know, the Bible, and speedy recovery, brother, the Bible instructs us to do that. The Bible tells us to be still. And we have a hard time with that. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. I love that passage because I love what it actually is telling us. I read it for years and really didn't understand it. We'll talk about that in a moment. Let me give the telephone numbers and the email address. Telephone number and the email address if you'd like to call us. You could reach us at 789-0318 if you have a Bible question or a comment. You feel free to give us a call. You don't have to give your name. If you don't, be still. There we go. Now we're getting it. Good job, Scott. The psalmist says, "Be still." And what that means, one word in Hebrew. I'll not attempt to pronounce the Hebrew word for you. But what it means in English is, it's translated, be still. But what it means is, get your hands off of it. Get your hands down. Now, we have a hard time with that because we use our hands for everything. We wave with our hands. We shake with our hands. We give the thumbs up when something is good, you know, or the zero. We use our hands with everything. We fight with our hands. We pat each other on the back. We embrace. God says when you're working and you're trying to do the will of God, you're trying to become more like Christ, get your hands off of it. Be still and know that I am God. You say we want to fix it. We want to do it ourselves. And God says you can't do it yourself. It requires a job actually from the inside out. And that's the Holy Spirit's work. Well, again, the telephone number, 789-0318. So that was for you, Timotheus. That admonition was for you. You be still, brother, and let the Lord work the healing process. Obey your doctors. You be still and know that He is God. 789-0318. You could call us or you could email us at godspointofview@yahoo.com. Checked the email a little while ago. Did not have any emails this morning pertaining to the program. So, this is 26th of March, 2015. Next week, the beginning of what we call Holy Week. So what? You heard me right. So what? Hey, we got a telephone call. We'll come back to the so what in a moment. Good morning. You're on the air with God's Point of View. Good morning. This is Jerry Scott.
Yeah, I don't have a question. I just wanted to find out about Tim. Has he had cataract surgery?
No. Tim had a detached retina.
Yeah.
And so no cataracts, but detached retina. And he had to have surgery to repair it, and now he's got to lay still, hoping that and everything looks like everything is, the surgery worked beautifully, and this process of healing now involves him just remaining still.
Yeah.
He first had to lay 45 minutes out of an hour on his right side in a lounge chair. Now he has to lay prostrate. He has to lay flat on his face for that same period of time in order for this detached retina to stay where it ought to stay.
Hope Murray gets all right.
Amen. Thanks for the call. I know he'll appreciate that. Holy Week. So what? So what? Now, I'm not being disrespectful. I'm not being sacrilegious. But I think a lot of people, if they were honest about it, would say, so what? So what's the big deal? I think it's a fair question. In our culture, the significance of sacred days and times, I think, have long been forgotten. I think a lot of us, if not most of us, live our lives on the surface of activity. I mean, we're just busy all the time. And it's so easy to find ourselves morphing, evolving into, as one fellow said, a mile long and a quarter inch deep. We never have time, it seems, for depth. So we surf and we skim over a body of information. We may be reading a book and we're just looking for the high points. Some people say they start at the end of the book. They want to know how it ends. But they miss out on so much during the journey. So what about you? What does Holy Week mean to you? Someone may be listening that doesn't really know anything about Holy Week or what it even stands for. Palm Sunday is the traditional beginning of what has been known throughout Christian history as Holy Week, and that's this Sunday. Holy Week is a week that's designed to focus our attention on the Passion, as it's called, of Christ. Remember the movie out several years ago, The Passion of Christ? There's been several movies since then. There's a movie on Sunday night, Killing Jesus, on the History Channel, and then there's another movie out, all kinds of movies coming out about God and about Jesus this time of year. The story of Christ, that's what it's about. The Messiah. The word Messiah, the Hebrew for Christ, the anointed one, is a story. Let me even put it in real simple terms that even I can understand. It's the story of God coming to earth in order to pay a price for the redemption of man. And the price was the shedding of his blood. He came in the person of his son, Jesus Christ, Jesus the Messiah, who willingly went to the cross in order to die for your sins and mine. You say, well, I don't read about that in the Bible. The Holy Week, I don't read that phrase in the Bible. Well, that's true. You may not read that exact phrase in the Bible. But the tradition of Holy Week began when Christians would make pilgrimages to Jerusalem. And there they would reenact the last scenes of the life of Christ. There's a book that was written back in the 4th century that talked about people traveling in the 4th century to celebrate Passover, to celebrate the Holy Week. And there were already people there remembering what Jesus had done for them. Now there are 5 days to Holy Day. There are 5 days in this week that's called Holy Week. Here's the beginning. It begins on Palm Sunday. Then it includes what's called Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter Sunday. Maundy Thursday denotes when Jesus washed the disciples' feet. Remember that? John chapter 13. In that Last Supper, the night that, of course, he was betrayed. The word Monday, M-A-U-N-D-Y, Monday, comes from a Latin word which means to command. And you remember when Jesus washed the disciples' feet, the night Judas betrayed him, recorded in John chapter 13, he said, a new commandment
I give you. Now, what was the new commandment? To love one another. Well, they had been taught to love one another since they were children. They were raised in Jewish homes. And in the Torah, the very basic foundational fundamental teachings of the Jew was to love the Lord your God with all your heart. So we're going. Okay.
Well, it was that, I use the word sense, this is what happens. Stuff happens. I'm going to write a book one of these days. I'm going to call it Stuff Happens. And Scott, this will be in the book. Oh boy, this is life. This is my life. This is your life. Stuff happens in life. Doesn't change what we were talking about. It just means we adjust to it and go on. All of life is about adjusting to circumstances that are around us, and so that's what we're doing this morning. So we were talking about Monday, Thursday, where Jesus commanded his disciples to love one another. It's the night in which he was betrayed. It was the night in which he washed the disciples' feet. By the way, he washed Judas's feet as well as the others. He was right there. And then, of course, there's Good Friday. Good Friday is the day we mark the anniversary when Jesus was crucified. Good Friday. Good. That's almost a misnomer, isn't it? What was good about that Friday? We know sin is not good. Suffering is not good. But what Jesus did for you, my friend, is good. What death accomplished on our behalf is good. Good because he took our sins. He hung on the cross in our place. He paid a price for our sins that we could be forgiven. That's why it's good. Let me give you a contemporary illustration of why it's good. We learned just this morning about a member of our congregation, the oldest member of our church family, the Highland Church, Sophie Conley, 102 years of age, died last night about 11:30 in the Mountain Manor Nursing Home. And so as I talked with her niece this morning, Martha Russell, about her passing, about her death, and about the arrangements for her funeral, my first statement, or one of my first comments to Martha was, I'm happy for Sophie. I'm just as happy for Sophie as I can be. And we'll have Sophie's going home celebration. Visitation will be on Friday tomorrow afternoon after 2 o'clock, and then Saturday the funeral at 1 o'clock at the Jones Preston Funeral Home, I'm told. And we're going to rejoice. We're going to rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Now, why, preacher, would you say that? Because it's good that she's gone home. She prepared herself years and years ago. And we've known Sophie for years. And she's been a consistent, faithful child of God. And so when we talk about something being good, we're talking about the result of an action. Jesus died for our sins. He bled. They beat him unmercifully and then crucified him, one of the most agonizing deaths a person could die. The good part is that he rose from the dead. And because he arose from the dead, he assured us of our own resurrection. Now, someone who doesn't read the Bible much, and maybe that's you, friend, today. Someone who doesn't go to church much or hardly ever, and maybe that's you, friend, today. There was a time in my life that I didn't go to church much either. But things can change. Things are always possible to change. Things can change for you. God came through His Son Jesus to die for you, to make it possible for you, when you die, for someone to say, you know, it was good. It's good that he's gone on. It's good that he made his calling and election sure. That was Good Friday. Jesus died. The good part is that we reap the benefit of it. Holy Saturday, that's the day before Easter, marks the time of Jesus in the tomb. Not a whole lot associated with that day. It's named Holy Saturday, perhaps because Jesus, the Bible tells us, descended into the depths of hell. Did you know that? Did you know that Jesus actually went into the depths of the Hadean realm? When we talk about hell, we're not talking about the burning hell. We're talking about the Hadean realm, where all departed spirits go. And Peter said in Acts chapter 2 that Jesus, in fact, went to hell. Some believe he went down there to preach to some of the spirits that had already died to give them another chance. Well, that's foreign to the Bible. The Bible doesn't know anything about that. But the demons of hell thought they had defeated him. And I think it was one of those times the medievalists called it the harrowing of hell, when Jesus descended into the depths of the Hadean realm. It was just as if Jesus was saying, you thought you could stop me, but you didn't. And I think that's probably why he went into the Hadean realm. Then, of course, comes Easter Sunday. We celebrate the resurrection of Christ on Easter Sunday. Whether you think of, have ever thought about it, or whether you appreciate it or not, Easter Sunday, the Resurrection Sunday, has altered human history. Nothing has ever been the same since. We're still talking about his resurrection. 2,015 years later. If you write a check today, you will celebrate, whether you know it or not, because everything is dated from the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Each day is rich with meaning. Each of those days we mentioned a moment ago. This Sunday, Palm Sunday, then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and of course Easter Sunday. Triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem begins with what we call Palm Sunday. That's this Sunday. Now, I think it's appropriate, since we've talked about this, to read some of what the Scripture says about it. So I'm going to read from Mark chapter 11. The Bible says, as they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you doing this? Tell him, the Lord needs it, and we'll send it back here shortly. They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, what are you doing untying the colt? They answered as Jesus had told them, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw the cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks in the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna! In the highest. Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. Oh my! Talk about the fervor. The fervor of that day surpasses anything we have ever experienced, even surpasses some of the things that we value most of all, Super Bowl, a new iPhone, or even a UK basketball game. Those are all wonderful things, and I'm for them. But the resurrection of Jesus, preceded by Palm Sunday, surpasses every other human emotion, every other human activity. Palm Sunday is the celebration of Jesus that Jesus deserves. God bless him for coming. Hosanna. Yes, I know what you're thinking. Those of you who are Bible students, you know that Hosanna soon turned into crucify him. Crucify him. What a tragic moment. What a tragic turn of events. Possibly second only to the fall, when humans turn from worship to rejection. But that's what Palm Sunday calls us to remember. You see, after Jesus entered into his acclaim on Palm Sunday, he moved to clear the temple, remember? Not willing to succumb to a celebrity culture, Jesus made it clear what the demands of following him really were. I can just see some of our modern-day stars receiving the kind of adulation that Jesus received and never offending the crowd. But Jesus immediately, remember, Matthew 21, he turns over the tables. He enters the temple and turns them over and runs them all out because they had turned the house of God, which was a house of prayer, into a den of thieves. You see, Jesus didn't really care about your applause, your plaudits, or your affirmation. What he wants is your heart. He's always wanted your heart. You see, that's what changed Hosanna into crucify. People were confronted with the weight and consequence of God. They had to choose. What do you want today, my friend? Do you want a tame God? Or do you want a real God? And so, this all plays out once again. Here we go. Palm Sunday, Holy Week. So what? Well, I'll tell you so what. It's not playing out any longer as a historical event. That's already happened. Here's the importance of so what. It's playing out in your life today and in my life. Every day, each and every day that we're permitted to be on this earth. Holy Week. I hope it becomes more than just something that you hear talked about on the radio. I hope it becomes something that you will embrace. And if no one has invited you to do that, let me do so now. Let me encourage you to start this Sunday recognizing like never before what God has done through Christ. We encourage you to come to our Highland church services Sunday morning. We encourage you to come to our Easter egg hunt. Yeah, Easter egg hunt. We're celebrating prior to the resurrection. We're getting as many people that will come to our church this Saturday from 11 to 2 o'clock. Going to have an Easter egg hunt for the kids. We're going to have snacks. Going to have a good time. We've been doing this for a number of years, and we encourage you to come and to be a part of that. We had originally scheduled it to be at the Mountain Home Place, but the weather has caused us to rethink that a little bit, and so we're now having it at our church. If we need to come inside, then we can without any problem. 11 o'clock, Saturday morning, 11 to 2, I believe it is. And we'll be glad to have you there. We've historically had upwards of 300 people there most every year. You come and be a part of that with us. And then Sunday, we're having a special service Sunday. Don Pinson, who has been with us before and has been on this very broadcast recently with Timotheus and I, will be there in a series of messages. Some may call it a seminar. He's going to be there with us Sunday morning, twice, and Sunday evening, and then back next Wednesday, April the 1st, and he's going to talk to us about the order of God, how God, the order of God flows from his life into your life, into biblically educating us, into the home, into the church, and right into the civil government. See, all of this is connected, and it all came and all stems from God. So we'll be there Sunday morning, 9:30, as well as 10:30, as well as 6 o'clock Sunday evening. Of course, Wednesday evening will be the 1st of April, and we encourage you to come and to be a part of that service as well to hear Don Pinson. Got about 2 minutes, a little over 2 minutes left. If someone would like to call, feel free to do so. Maybe I've sparked some curiosity in your mind about Holy Week, Passion Sunday, the resurrection. If you don't want to call, you'd rather not call and talk on the air, you can email us, godspointofview@yahoo.com. The number here is 789-0318. Only got a minute, a little over a minute or so to go. A couple of minutes to go, rather, before we close out today. Sorry for the technical difficulties. Some things you can't do anything about. You just can't do a thing about it. And learn that lesson in life, that what you can take care of, take care of it. What you can't take care of, don't worry about it. And I think everybody will fare a whole lot better if they'll keep those things in mind. We have a website, highlandchurchfamily.com. We'd love for you to go to and take a look at. If there's something on there you like, you can listen to sermons, you can listen to this broadcast later today, or certainly by the end of the week, Friday or Saturday. You could go to our archive section and pull up sermons from months ago, weeks ago. Feel free to do that. We have a radio broadcast Sunday mornings at 7 o'clock. If you're an early riser, we'd encourage you to tune that broadcast in at 7 o'clock. Looking to Jesus, on the air now into its 31st year, 31 years we've been on the air on WSIP 98.9 FM. And we encourage you to tune that broadcast in as well. A host of other things I could talk to you about, but time has come and gone today. We encourage you to get in your Bible. We encourage you to read about the one who loved you and died for you. We encourage you to seek out a church home. Find you a local church. Highland is one of many in the area. Find a church. Listen, I like to say it like this. There's a church for every servant and a servant for every church. And if God's your father and Jesus is your elder brother and you're a baptized believer, you are my brother or you are my sister. We may not be in the same family physically, but spiritually we'll all be together when this life is over. Thank you so much for listening today. Keep praying for Timotheus that he'll be back with us next week and be all better. And until next Thursday, same time, same place, hopefully better connection next week. God bless you. Thanks for listening.